Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic.
Isaiah 43 verses 18 and 19 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." You know, while the children of Israel were in the desert, God reveals that he would do a new thing. God loved Israel and reveals in this passage of scripture through the prophet Isaiah that he was going to restore Israel. He would care for Israel. You know, because of dry conditions, most deserts do not have streams or rivers that run all year long. But God said he would provide a spring for them to have a refreshing drink. Even in dry places where you find no water, God would lead them to water. Only God could make a spring of fresh water appear where there is desert, you know, and it's dry. Only God could lead them to where fresh water might be underground. I believe it wouldn't be the usual places where they found water, but that it would be in places that God chose, places that they couldn't even imagine, you know. In other words, if you don't see any trees or any type of insects, birds, or vegetation, you would believe that there was no water there. But God lets them know he will provide and care for them in Isaiah 43:19. Also, he provided not only water in the desert place, but he in the wilderness and in the deserted places, the desert, but he provided manna each morning, according to Exodus 16, verses 14 through 36. You can go and read that story if you like. But he provided manna. And sometimes, you know, it's kind of hard to believe that something good can be found in a bad place or a place that doesn't have any appeal, you know. Sometimes life seems hard, unyielding, and even dry. You know, in your time of need, you know, that place seems unfruitful, you know. That place seems hard. That place seems unyielding. It doesn't seem like it's going to have any good things happen in that season in your life. You know, it seems hard, unyielding, and dry. Life seems to go through dry places, you know. One minute you're on the top and the next minute things are just, they're not productive at all, you know. In a place where there is no productivity, it causes a low morale, you know. But if we turn to the Lord, he will do something that we couldn't do for ourselves. He will provide a refreshing. He will provide a time of peace, a time of plenty. He will provide things for us that we ourselves can't do. The thing that is impossible for us to do, it is possible with God. You can, the reference for that is Matthew 19:26. You know, all things are possible with the Lord. He will provide a refreshing drink in a dry place, a refreshing rest, a refreshing season in time. One of the things that he has already provided for us is salvation. You know, salvation is something we can't do for ourselves. The thing would be impossible for us. You know, salvation is not based on what man can do. But with God, salvation is possible, because God provides salvation. You know, he will do a new thing in you. He will provide a new way of escape for you. If you turn to him, you will find an escape from your situation. You will find an escape from your dry place, you know, your place of discouragement. You will find a way out. You will find a refreshing, a restoration, you know. It says in, go to John 4 and 14 for a reference, you know, where water that springs up into everlasting life. Manna was found in the morning. Manna was a nourishment that God supplied supernaturally. No one had heard of manna, you know, yet it appeared every morning. But the Lord provided food when there was none. So, you know, some scholars also believe that that manna resembled a type of a grain, and that this supernatural grain was able to be made into bread. I don't know if that is true or not, but I know that God provided it, and that there and that the children of Israel were able to have nourishment which came from heaven. God provided their for their physical need and taught them a valuable lesson of provision. All they had to do was look to the Lord and trust him. So I don't know if the manna resembled a grain. I don't know if that particular grain was able to be made into bread. All I know is that manna was there every morning. In that desert, in that wilderness, God was providing nourishment and food. You know, in that place, God provided water, refreshment, you know. So my question is, are you experiencing a new thing? Are you experiencing a time in life that is worry-free? Are you experiencing a season of peaceful rest? You know, are you experiencing a time of hopeful expectations? Because in Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So are you experiencing that new thing, that rest, that peace? You know, are you experiencing the joy of the Lord? Are you experiencing what God, you know, God's best for you? So, you know, he is ready to take away all your worry and your anxiety. He's ready to take away all your restlessness. You know, he's ready to do a new thing in you. So I want to encourage you to turn to the Lord. Repent, you know, not just once a year at Lent, but all throughout the year, turn from things that are sinful. Repent, turn from. Repent means to turn from. Forsake. Forsake those things that are not pleasing in the Lord's sight. You know, turn from it. And receive his provision, receive his joy, receive his peace, receive that refreshing. You know, if you feel like life is kind of dull right now and things are, you're in a dry place, you're in a place of discouragement, you're in a place of stagnation, whatever it is, you know, turn to the Lord. And allow him to meet your needs. Allow him to do a new thing in you.
Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.